Yeshaya Perek Yud Pasuk Chav Dalal Ili Nishmas Av Yimori Pesel Dover Avram Nata. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending through Yeshaya a prophecy about Ashur. Keep in mind, according to most of the Mefarshim, that this prophecy is being uttered during the time of Achaz, before the threat of Ashur even is completely visible to all of us. And the salvation from Ashur is going to come during the time of Chizkiah, the following king. So this is really a tale of a future that has not yet taken place. So perhaps the people don't appreciate the great warning and grave danger that they are in. As we saw, that only a Sha'ar Yashuv is going to remain. The Sha'ar that does tshuva. Lochein, says Pasuk of Dalet, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim Tzevakos, Al Tira Ami Yoshev Tzion Mei Ashur. So thus says Hashem, the Lord of hosts, my people Tzion, those who dwell there, don't be afraid of Assyria, of Ashur, the mighty Sancheriv. Now this is in light of the fact that by the time Sancheriv's army is decimated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu overnight, he will have destroyed and exiled all of the 10 tribes, and he will have destroyed a huge number, 40-some-odd cities in Yehuda as well, and laid siege to Yerushalayim. But don't be afraid of him. Bashevet Yakeka, says Hashem. I am going to smite them. Oh, I'm sorry. Bashevet Yakeka, that with the staff, they will strike you with a rod, with a shevet. Umateu Yisal Lacha B'derech Mitzrayim. And lift their stick to you, as in Egypt, as in when Paro, this week when I'm recording this, we're learning Parsha Shmos, the slavery in Egypt, the bondage during the Golas Mitzrayim was tremendous. It's always the paradigm for the bondage that Jewish people go through in Golas, and it got worse near the end. So it's going to seem as if he's raising a staff against you, but don't be afraid of him anyway. Chafeki od ma'at mizar. Because very shortly, rage will end. Za'ar, another phrase of rage. V'chola za'am. Od ma'at mizar. Let me correct that. Oh, yeah. My wrath will end, and my anger will be spent. V'api al tavli sum. Upon their complete degradation. So, me'at mizar means a little while. And v'chola za'am, my wrath will end, and ve'api, and my anger. So, let me correct my tights just a little bit without re-recording. Me'at mizar, just a little moment. Just a little while. Of course, a little while, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a very funny stand-up comedian who once did a thing about a comedian is talking to God, and he said, God, how long is a billion years to you? And God says, a second. Time has no meaning to God. And then he says to God, how much is $1 billion to you? And God says, a penny. Oh. So it doesn't, wealth means nothing. It's just like a penny to me. So the guy says to God, so, oh Lord, can you give me a penny? And God says, yes, in a second. And so there you go with what human beings try to accomplish when we're trying to talk fast with the Lord. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'at Mizar may be a little bit longer than our Ma'at Mizar, but it'll still be imminent. Chavav, Orer, Olav, Hashem, Tzvakos, Shot. And Hashem will raise a whip upon them. Kimakas Midyan, Bitsur, Orev. Just as when Midyan was smitten at Sur Orev, King Orev of Midyan tried to attack the Jewish people, and remember in the time of Gideon, they were overturned in one fateful night. They heard the clashing of armies, they heard imaginary noises that frightened them all, and they all killed each other and ran away, and King Orev of Midyan escaped from the battlefield, went to his home in Sur Orev, and then he was killed there. Turns out, his short-term power era was very short-lived indeed. Umatehu al hayom unesa'o b'derech Mitzrayim. And as he raised his staff at the sea, they will be carried away as in Egypt. So the same thing is going to happen to Sancheriv. Just as Hashem raised his staff, Parshas B'Shalach, the Ten Commandments, if you wish, to drown all the Egyptians as Klal Yisrael crossed the sea that night, as Midyan was overturned one fateful night. This is mamish that Pizmon and Nirtza that we sing about Vayhi Bachatzi Alayla. So too, the same thing will happen to the army of Ashur, and Sancheriv will be spared, and he'll run home, and he'll be assassinated by his own son when he gets back there. So exactly like Midyan. Chav Zayin V'hoya V'yomahu, again, V'hoya V'yomahu, it'll be on that great day. Yasur Subalo Me'al Shechmecha, their yoke will fall from your shoulders. Be'ulo Me'al Tzavarecha, and their load, their oil, from your neck. The chubal oil mipnei shamen, and the yoke will be damaged by the fat. The fat, the oil. What oil? The oil that anoints Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So the yoke and the load, the physical and financial burdens placed on us by Ashur, will be removed in the merit of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Kindling the hearts of the Jewish people, says the man Loes, lighting the fire of God in study halls and lighting them in oil lamps. Chizkiyah's dar accepted the oil Hashem, Olmachu Shamayim, and so were absolved of foreign burdens that weighed them down. And now, a very quick remnant of the parak, as we see Ashur being laid waste and totally being removed from world politics scene, as well as from Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yehuda.